is supposed to be here,
yeah,
pretty much?
And it's just
okay, good. Good, well, I was asked to kind of start some things off today, so I want to welcome everybody. This is kind of unusual to have staff at this level at the council retreat, but I think it's really great, and we'll get to that. We had a long day yesterday. Didn't quite get to everything even on yesterday's calendar, so there's still a few I's to dot and T's to cross from yesterday and a few things to work out, but today we're kind of moving into the broader goal of establishing our council goals for the year, which at the end of the day we hope to have, I think we're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, close to a dozen goals like we have last year. Some of them sort of more project-oriented, others some pure policy elements, but I think in the end I think we're going to have a great year ahead of us. One of the things I wanted to talk just a little bit about is the sort of the philosophy of the council and kind of where we're coming from. And I always remind people when I talk about this in the city is to remember the organizational chart, the foundation of our city and its structure and function. And who's at the top of our organizational chart?
The citizens.
The citizens, that's right. The citizens are at the top of our organization chart. It's not the mayor, it's not the council, it's not our city manager. It's the citizens at the top of our organization chart. And I think it's very important, and really the philosophy of our council, you've heard about, you know, citizens first, and that goal and interest, and it's really just kind of as simple as that. We're about service, and we're about, our philosophy is that we're here to serve the citizens. The city here is because of the citizens. Everything we do should be with a citizen focus and eye towards, you know, how are our decisions serving the citizens? What are we doing every day to serve the citizens? You know, when a citizen walks in the door, they're looking for a permit or trying to figure out how to build a deck or whatever it may be. You know, I want the attitude to be, you know, how can we help this person? How can we get them through what they need to do to achieve their goals? We've had, at times, I think, obstructions in that process. Things that have gotten in the way. In part, some of it is can be even code related. We have elements of our code which sort of complicate that process. So I think it's one of our goals to try and evaluate some of our code areas and our administrative elements from a policy standpoint, and let's try and get those clear so staff has those that armament, if you will, that framework that supports that approach. I think integral to that approach, too, is, and I would say that fundamentally, as you know, in the past years, we had a different city manager who managed the city differently. And we are all aware that, you know, his directives to department directors was often, you know, don't give them any choices. We, you know, one alternative. And there wasn't proper vetting of things. So we're kind of, you know, we're taking a new direction. Eileen has been brought in as a new city manager. She's embraces this service sort of philosophy and culture that we're trying to change. And it's not something that's going to change overnight. It's something that we're all, you know, we all need to work on. It's a project in progress, if you will. Part of that also is to help this relationship of the council with the staff. Eileen views the entire group as a team, and we do as well. And so the thought here today was to bring the directors in of our various departments to kind of begin that process and improve. I mean, some of it's already begun. We have relationships with all of you, and but really for us all to become a little better grounded and connected and unified in direction and where we're going. So we're all kind of operating from the same place. And it's clear about the direction we want to go on things. It's going to be an ongoing process and dialogue, but this is sort of a new start to sort of bridge that better bring the team together, if you will, and have us start working more as a team. We understand there's clear lines of difference in our roles. The council's principal role is to address the policy issues for the city, to outline goals and things that we want the city to be working on. But it's Eileen's responsibility to carry those out, to see that staff is focused in those arenas and those are being implemented. We understand we'll operate for certainly in that framework. To the extent that we can interact and engage and coordinate on our goals and objectives, the more successful we're all going to be. And I think this process will make it much easier for staff in many projects. When I look at just planning projects and I look at some of the experiences I've witnessed both on the Planning Commission as a councilor and as a citizen in this community, testifying on projects and trying to get the city to pay attention to what were the interests of the citizens, it creates a lot of friction and it creates a lot of distrust when you don't have everyone kind of working towards the same goal. So when those projects come in the door, and again, this isn't to produce obstructionists, and when an applicant comes in the door and wants to build a building, I'm not talking about putting up barriers to what they want to do, but we should be analyzing those projects and those applications, saying, how does this serve the citizens? Is this consistent with our comprehensive plan? Is this approach, how are the citizens going to view that? And I will give just a very simple example, which is in my mind kind of most recently. We've been through the state legislature changed how we address annexations in the city, in the state. And they took, prior under our charter, before the state law changed, every time there was an annexation, we would go to the voters for approval. So the voters always had a say in annexations. We just went through an annexation process after council had implemented a new ordinance, an option for us to go out for an advisory vote, so we could get a sense and take the pulse of the community and get a sense of an annexation. Well, when an annexation proposal came before us, proposed by staff, the survey, the notice that went out to the community was 100 feet from the property boundary. And, I want staff to be thinking about that, and, does that objective meet the goals of what we're trying to do? Is that really what the citizens will want to see? I want you thinking about, wow, is 100 feet, a reasonable distance from a property to evaluate, to assess public comment on a proposed annexation in the city, particularly given the fact that we've had this law undermined and we're faced with trying to meet the intention and desires of the community and do it under the law. And so it put the council in an awkward position because we have to, stop the hearing, we have to extend the hearing, staff has to go back out because council feels that, 100 feet isn't really adequate. Let's at least go out 500 feet and notify at least a part of the community that there's going to be annexation in their neighborhood, and if they have comments or concerns, let them voice those concerns. So that's just a kind of a small example of having that. Initially I would hope that staff would be thinking, 100 feet is not going to make it, and at least present to the council some options. You could do a 100-foot survey, you could do a 500-foot survey, you could do a 1,000-foot survey, and here's what it brings in. Provide that framework for us, and then council can decide kind of where to go on something like that. So that's just kind of an example of a manifestation of that. So what we're going to do, I don't know all the details that Eric has planned for us specifically today. We have an outline, work with staff and do some exchange. I think Eileen wants to speak a little bit about this and the direction and what she's kind of outlined for today. So.
Yeah, I do. And for the benefit of all the council, the department directors and I had a full day retreat last week. And a lot of what you're talking about, we talked about.
Okay.
The folks that are sitting behind me, accomplished professionals, I respect them all. I respect their work and their dedication to the city. It's been a joy to get to know them all. And when I interviewed, we talked about forming a team. The council forming a team, the department heads forming a team, and then council and the department heads together as kind of a leadership team for the city. And so, we've talked about, we know where you're going in terms of putting a higher emphasis on citizen engagement and community outreach. And so I just want you to know that we're prepared to deliver. So I don't want you to look behind me and see department directors that are interested in being contentious or being obstructionist to what the council wants to achieve. We're here to serve you,
mm-hmm.
council. I want you to know that we're here to serve you, and we're here to serve the citizens of Westland. And, you know, as we'll talk about later, it's important for you to remember as we go into goal setting today that in addition to what you want, the direction you want to point the city, these folks have a boatload of core services that they have to provide to the city as well, to our residents, water service, police service, library services. And so, you know, to a certain extent, their departments are staffed just to provide those core services. And so putting the city in a new direction, you know, is going to take some priority setting and some balancing of, you know, and communication. So I appreciate them coming out on a Saturday. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, we do too.
It's
great.
Really important for them to hear you from you directly. And I'm hoping that in the future that we have goal settings where everybody is in the room together. I think it's important for them to hear firsthand from the council. I think it's important for the council to hear firsthand from them. I can't keep all of the details of all of the city operations in my head. So I want to open up the dialogue between the council and specifically department heads in a way that's team-oriented and productive and constructive and mutually supportive.
I just wanted to start the day by really thanking you guys for all the work you did during this awful weather conditions and really say how much we appreciate it. We know particularly Public Works, Parks, and I know the Police Department, all the extra effort that this took, and this was a challenging time, and so I want to say how much we appreciate it and to thank you, and we heard a lot of good things. Let me tell you, I went to other cities, they were not as well covered as we were, and it was much more challenging to get through their roads. I was so proud of West Lynn and how well we did, and thank you all for all your hard work.
Anything more?
No.
Okay, great. Well, I'm excited for the day. I think it's going to be great. And, you know, I just want to extend an appreciation for, I think, for all of council, for staff, for where we are, where our city's been, where it's going. I think the future is really great, bright, a lot of opportunity. So I'm really excited about that. So everyone should be, too, because I think things are... It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great couple years. We have some real challenges, you know, in the budget that after the next couple years. We know that's coming. We're going to have some difficult things to look at in the second biennium for sure. But beyond that, I think it's going to be great. So, Eric, did you want to give an overview on the direction and kick us into the process?
Yes, I would be happy to do that. I didn't know if we had another item here.
Oh, a public comment. Yeah, we had, I don't know, I don't see, Ms. Richmond's here, I don't know that we
I'm going to zip today.
But I think that's great, thank you.
Because I've been accused of a lot of things. You go back on the tape of all the meetings that you were planning, and you're going to find out you're going to get your own words.
Thank you, Ms. Richmond.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. So we were going to have it open. If there was public comment, we're not here to take the public comment and get into a dialogue so much per se, but if there's an issue that someone wants to raise and make sure we discuss, we'd like to know that and if there's any input from the public. So there's not enough public members here now, so we'll check in at midday and see if there is, and we'll give anyone who shows up an opportunity to chime in. We certainly want to do that. So,
thank you, Mayor. So we had a long but somewhat productive day yesterday, and a lot of discussion. And I want to say, first of all, that some of the comments with regard to staff, I had the opportunity to work with your staff in a workshop earlier on, and you have a fantastic group of folks here that are very constructive and wanting to do the right thing for the city and the right thing for the community. And My hats go off to you guys. It was really quite evident in the workshop that we did. So today, let me just give you a little bit of an overview of kind of where we're going. And so we want to talk a little bit about building the team that Eileen and the mayor and others have talked about. And the reason is, it's great to say, hey, we're going to have a team and we're going to work together. But when you've been in another mode where you've been doing things differently, it's often hard to turn around and say, okay, we're going to flip the switch and it's going to happen. And so we want to kind of lay the foundation here today a little bit, to kind of begin that discussion and to have a little bit of that communication. So we're going to spend some time this morning talking about expectations that the council have of staff, expectations that staff have of council that will help them to do their jobs. So, and to help you also get to know them a little bit better, because as I understand it from talking with both the council and with staff, there really hasn't been that opportunity to have that kind of interaction. So we're going to spend a little bit of time doing that this morning. Following that, then we're going to be getting into this afternoon, and possibly even earlier, depending upon how fast things go this morning, we're going to get into the goal setting. And I know the staff knows that we are going to be having a series of presentations by 9 of the departments. And we're hoping those presentations are going to be short, succinct, and allow as much possibility for the council to have its time in the afternoon to have its discussion. So we appreciate your effort in helping to do that. So that's pretty much today. So at the end of the day, our intention is to have those 12 goals, or however many goals you actually end up with, up on the boards here, and that will help give some guidance to staff on the operational side of the direction and the priorities of the council moving forward. So, any questions before we kind of dive into this day? All right. So, first thing we'd like to do is just a quick kind of get to know you exercise. It's just a warm up, get the blood flowing, and Saturday morning, and you've had a long week. We want you to just kind of loosen up here a little bit, and Jeff's going to lead you through this exercise.
I get to do all the fun parts. So as Eric indicated, we realize that all too often in city government, you don't get to actually spend time getting to know each other. And so this is going to be quick, but I hope a fun activity. So what we're going to ask is for the members of the council, we're going to kind of split you up and move you around the room. And then the staff is going to split, I've devised pairs of you, and you're going to sort of go around to each counselor. And the idea is, you're going to tell them, everybody tells each other something they don't know about you. So there'll be three people to a pair, one counselor, two staff people. So three people should be saying something that the other two don't know. So what I'm going to ask, just to take the initiative, maybe Mayor, if you could stay there, and then the four counselors, if you could go to the four corners of the back area here. So, because we have chairs, I understand, but here's where the chairs are. So somebody in the back corner, right, Councilor Perry, thank you. I mean, you know, Councilor Sackler looks like he's going to be in the back. Yeah, I mean, that's fine, sure.
Are we supposed to come up with something new for each person, or
no?
The
no,
same
no,
thing?
No, no, no. I mean, they won't know if you repeat yourself. And then here are the pairs. I have Courtney and John, Lauren and Ken, Lance and Kathy, Terry and Doug, and Shane and Megan. So find your partner, and everybody should just pick a counselor to start with. It doesn't matter who you start with. And then we're going to spend 5 minutes and then switch it up.
So a couple of chairs.
So chairs, exactly.
All right. talking about.